This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli paramedics say at least 8 people were wounded when a car careened into pedestrians on a sidewalk in Tel Aviv Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Soon after the car rammed into pedestrians, security forces mass in the street. Police spokesman Ellie Levi has told Cannes Public Radio the incident was a deliberate attack and that a civilian shot and killed the driver at the scene. Israeli media has identified the attacker as Hassan Halila, who was 23, a Palestinian man from a village near the West Bank city of Hebron. The Hamas militant group has praised the attack as heroic and revenge for the military operation in Jenin. The attack comes as Israeli troops press ahead with their hunt for Palestinian militants and weapons in the West Bank refugee camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli first responders told the Reuters news agency some of the wounded suffered knife wounds from the assailant, who police said left his vehicle and began stabbing bystanders after the crash. The Russian military says it had fended off a Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow that had prompted authorities to briefly close one of the city's airports. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Ukrainian authorities did not claim responsibility for the raid. Tuesday's attack, which follows previous similar raids on the Russian capital, comes after mutiny launched by mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, which saw his Wagner troops approach Moscow in the biggest challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin in more than 2 decades. The Russian Defense Ministry said in the new incident, 4 drones were downed by air defenses on the outskirts of Moscow, and 1 was jammed and forced down. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
More on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO announced Tuesday it will extend Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's contract by another year, opting to stick with an experienced leader rather than try to find a successor with war in Ukraine being fought on its doorstep. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Stoltenberg's term was supposed to end this coming September, although the extension isn't totally unexpected by NATO watchers. He's been in the job since 2014 and was already extended 3 times. A debate on who could replace him has been raging behind closed doors in European and North American capitals for a while, with no obvious frontrunner. Stoltenberg is the former prime minister of Norway and is widely seen across the alliance as a steady leader and patient person while building consensus.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Police in Philadelphia now say 5 people are dead and 2 are injured after a gunman opened fire on the streets of the city. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has details.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says the gunman wore a bulletproof vest and carried an AR-type rifle and another weapon as he opened fire Monday night, killing 4 adults, a male between 16 and 21, and wounding a 2-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy. In a news conference carried by WPVI in Philadelphia, Outlaw says there were police nearby who chased down the gunman as he continued to fire.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did.
Outlaw says the gunman is a 40-year-old man, and police say one victim was chased into his home and shot to death. I'm Donna Warder.
Picnics, parades, and concerts will be held across the United States Tuesday as the nation celebrates the 247th signing of the Declaration of Independence, which signaled the American colonies' break with Britain. VOA's Richard Green talks about 2 very different observances of the annual U.S. holiday.
One of the wildest and strangest 4th of July events takes place at the famed Coney Island Amusement Park in New York City. Dozens of contestants from all over the world take part in Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest. The title says it all. Contestants try to eat as many of the sandwiches as possible in just 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut, who set the world record in 2021 by eating 76 hot dogs in one sitting, is seeking his 16th title in competition with the annual A Capital 4th concert on the National Mall. The nationally televised event will be hosted by television actor and presenter Alfonso Ribeiro. Richard Green, VOA News.
You can find more information on those stories and all the stories we're covering today on our website, 24 hours a day, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.